February 18th, 1650 BC. Orion scowled as he heard a woman crying. That was not something he was expecting. Grimacing, he got up slowly from his bed and forced himself to stand in spite of his wounds and headed for where she seemed to be. From the opening of Zin's old cave in Colossus, he saw Katra sitting alone near the falls, weeping. At first, he started to return to bed and leave her there. It wasn't his business. She definitely didn't concern him, but those sobs were gut-wrenching. Sighing, he headed for her, even while he called himself all kinds of stupid for it. Here. Kat looked up with a sharp gasp. Orion wiggled the handkerchief in front of her face. She took it and wiped her eyes.
Thank you.
Anytime. Are you all right?
She blew her nose loudly, then skimmed his half-naked body, which was bruised and covered with healing injuries.
Better than you, obviously.
He wouldn't argue that. He'd almost been gutted by a dark hunter who'd been working with demons for helpers.
Bastards.
The worst was a massive cut across his chest, half an inch closer, and they would have had his mark and killed him. By the expression on Kat's face, she realized it, too. She wiped her nose.
What happened to you?
He asked. With a ragged sigh, she shook her head.
Ever done something you're really ashamed of?
A number of times, but one stood out above the others. Broke my mother's favorite dish when I was a boy and blamed my twin brother. Then let him take the beating for it.
You're such an asshole.
Orion shrugged. That's what my brothers tell me. He'd have felt worse had Paris not done his own share of blaming him for things. Paris had done. Anyway, you were saying?
Katra pressed her hand to her forehead. I did something, a favor for my mother. Now, it was wrong, and I feel terrible, and I think I really screwed up, and I have no one to talk to about it.
Carefully, he sat down by her side.
Yeah, we've all been there.
Well, maybe not there, he gestured to where she was sitting, but you get the idea.
She snorted. I just don't know how to fix this.
What exactly did you do?
I stole the powers of a god.
His eyebrows shot north as he fought the urge to step away from her.
You can do that?
She nodded.
Well, I'm not gonna lie, that was pretty harsh.
I know!
She started sobbing again. Orion felt terrible.
There, there.
He patted her awkwardly. She threw herself against his chest, which only made it all the more awkward, since the only bit of clothing he had on was a shendite. After a few minutes, she finally got hold of herself and pulled away.
Thank you, Orion.
Not sure I did anything.
You listened.
She wiped at her eyes with the heels of her hands.
It's more than most people do. And where I come from? There wasn't anyone who would do that much, so thank you.
No problem.
He pushed himself up and groaned as pain cut through him. Kat frowned. Why are you here by yourself? Shrugging, Orion didn't want to tell her the truth. He didn't feel comfortable with his own family. He never really had. Paris had Davin. His father was shacked up with three women he could barely tolerate. Archie had gone psychotic after the deaths of his family and stayed in an orgy most of the time. The rest just pitied him for being alone. And the one woman he wanted lived in the human realm and was banned from here, so he tended to stay as close to Zin as he could, which meant sleeping in her bed, if he couldn't sleep with her. At least here, he didn't have to worry about waking up with one of his father's leftover meals groping on him. Kat scowled as she studied his unbound hair.
God, it freaks me out to look at you.
Gee, thanks, he said sarcastically. Way to bolster my ego.
Sorry, you just remind me a lot of someone else.
Whatever.
Orion started back for his cave, but he didn't get far before Katra called out to him.
Hey, Ori?
He paused to look back at her.
The Dark Hunters have one more weakness you don't know about.
And that is?
If you put two of them together to fight, they weaken each other.
Stunned, he stared at her.
Why are you telling me this?
Because they were created as pawns to manipulate and control someone very dear to me. And I don't think it's fair that he has to suffer because of them. While I don't want to see the Dark Hunters killed, I hate the fact that he's been hurt over them even more. As much as I want to stop it, I can't, but if you do...
Orion frowned at her words. There was more to it than that. He knew it with every instinct he had. Why would she tell him that now, unless it had something to do with her guilt?
You're the reason, aren't you?
What do you mean?
Orion was incredulous as he put the pieces together in his mind.
Those powers that allowed you to drain a god. Somehow they're the same ones that created the Dark Hunters, aren't they?
She didn't have to answer. The horrified expression on her face confirmed it, the guilt in her eyes.
You didn't mean to do that, either.
Tears filled her eyes.
We all make mistakes, Orion. Can you imagine what an incredible world this would be if we didn't have to spend the rest of our lives paying for them?
Those words bit to the core of his soul and struck the mark she wanted them to.
Welcome to adulthood, princess. The time in our lives when we no longer have parents to scare the monsters out from under our beds. Rather, we realize that we're the monsters who live under everyone else's.